live from the News Talk WANI studios in Auburn, Alabama. This is Auburn Opelika This Morning.
Auburn Opelika This Morning, your News Talk and Information Station. Visiting with Patrick May, we talk ABS of Auburn. First off, what is ABS of Auburn?
ABS of Auburn is a, so our company, we handle network copiers, printers, scanners, wide format devices, and then the software to manage that information. So pretty much anything that deals with putting an image on paper, taking it off of it, and then managing that data once we have it done.
And you've been doing this a while, because I've heard the history is I heard you telling Steve a little bit earlier that you're down in Florida, but got a chance to get a, you know, be a part of this and come back to Auburn.
Yeah, over 20 something years. I don't like to say that much. It dates me, but did it, had my own place down in there, owned it down in Florida, and then had the opportunity to come back home and do ABS here in the Auburn Opelika area.
As, and be remiss to say, you said you were at Auburn. We won't say the dates.
Yeah.
Make you feel a little bit better. But as far as being back here and being in the local area, what you've got it, and we got some notes here, but it does. It sets apart from, you know, in the Auburn area for what reasons?
I think there's a lot of reasons. One is, the people here and the businesses here, they want to deal and know that they can contact someone and have what I call local accountability. Mm-hmm. So they don't want to deal with someone that's based out of Connecticut or even Montgomery or Columbus or whatever. The people here are really genuine, they really want that personal attention,
no doubt,
and focus. And they want someone that can make a decision. They don't have to go through red tape, and also that the money stays here in the local community, whether it's people that we hire, people that we employ, everything else, it all stays here locally.
Yeah, because you said this, it just opened.
Yeah.
And so that's what got you back to the area is being a part of this. And some of the services, you mentioned it right there at the top whenever we first started, but let's delve into it deep a little bit. What's primarily the one of the main things that you guys are going to handle at an office place?
Yeah, so most of it is going to be your network printing devices. Mm-hmm. So anything that someone is printing to, copying to, or scanning with. So, you know, just communicating that data, how they're doing it, it's changed quite a bit over the years.
Golly, yeah.
If we look back when we started in it, it was totally different than it is now. And then you have a lot of concerns now with people with security and security of documents and information. So we have to make sure that we address all that. So it's any way that they're communicating that information.
And getting back to the, you know, leaving the Florida area, coming here, why Auburn? Could have gone anywhere. Why Auburn?
Well, there was a lot of reasons. Wife and I graduated from Auburn.
Okay.
Now I've had two sons graduate from Auburn, and the area is just, it's growing like crazy. We joked about it when, you know, when I left and graduated, I think there were two restaurants and, there was nothing
a little,
here.
A little different now, isn't it?
A little different now. But if you look at the growth, if you look at the opportunity that's here, it's not a major market like in Atlanta, right? So people really value what your company can do. Right. They want to know. And my experience with these kind of markets in the past has been they're going to be more loyal to you, and they're going to actually put stock in how well you execute your business and how well you do it. So you had a growth opportunity. You also had a situation where in my industry, in this industry, no one was putting a focus and an emphasis on this market. It was a, oh, by the way, because they were based in Atlanta or they were based somewhere else. Mm-hmm. And they might have someone come over and make a couple calls and try to sell some stuff. We're actually here. Mm. Service techs are here. Warehouse is here. Sales reps are here. You know, I'm here. Everything is based here. So it was an opportunity that we felt that we could really come in and do a good job for everyone here and eventually be the predominant leader in the area.
Patrick May with us as we're talking ABS of Auburn. Got to take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk more about it and how you can get involved and how you can find out more information. That's coming up next. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station.
Ben Taylor on Auburn Opelika This Morning. News Talk
WANI. Auburn Opelika This Morning, your news talk and information station. Talking with Patrick May, we talk ABS of Auburn. And you got on here background in the industry. I know we did run through like you being down in Florida. But, I mean, did you start like ground up? Did you get into this thing?
Yeah.
How'd you get in this business? Did you go to school at Auburn to do this?
No.
Please don't tell me you got like a philosophy degree or something.
I had a marketing degree, and the funny story was I enjoyed myself immensely at Auburn, too much. And after 2 years, I remember a conversation with my dad, and he said, you know, you're enjoying Auburn? And I said, I'm having a great time. He said, well, good. He goes, the first four are on me, the rest are on you.
Mm-hmm.
And that's when I had the oh, no moment. We were on quarter systems back then.
Yeah, I was on quarter systems my first 2.5 years, and then that's when they made the switch.
And so I said, oh, boy, I got to get out. So got out and actually went into just selling in Atlanta, selling copiers and printers and duplicators and all that fun stuff, and actually worked my way up into ownership of that company. Mm-hmm. We sold that one and then went and started the company in Florida, and that's what I've been doing ever since.
And boom, came back to Auburn to have fun again.
Yeah, that's what they tell me. Yeah.
Your sons did. They both went to Auburn. They didn't have too much fun, did they?
No, we had that talk before they got here. So.
The voice of experience? I'm kind of in the same boat. I had the same discussion. My father was a K-12 principal, so I got that discussion a little bit earlier than the first 2 years. It was after the first quarter when he realized that, especially when the grades started showing up, he was like, all right, it's time to have the talk. You're having too much fun. So technology, changing in the business. It does with us as well. When I first got in this, when doing DJ stuff and you're playing, I'm not old enough to do the records, but we still did have some tapes and we still had CDs that we had to manually. None of that. Everything's digital now. Are you guys kind of in the same boat?
Yeah, it's the same thing. And then you're starting to see progressions from that too. You've had a lot of things that have happened in the last few years, right? You had COVID.
Mm-hmm.
That changed how people work, right? You had less people in the office. They had to find different ways to communicate information. Mm-hmm. And the big thing now is you have businesses doing more with less.
Mm-hmm.
They have less employees. They have those people doing more. So they've got to have bigger, better equipment to do what they were expected to do before, but with less people.
Mm-hmm.
So you've seen that transformation from an analog world to a digital world, where now that's the central hub of everything they need to communicate, everything they need to print, everything they need to scan, whatever it may be. That's all going through that. And then the next evolution was how they're storing those documents, right? Getting away from paper files, right? You know, because there's a risk with that. There's also real estate's more expensive. So your office space is more expensive. So how do we convert that to a digital document and then store it where, instead of a file room, now I can use it as an office?
Mm-hmm.
So, and then you've gone from black and white. Now color is incorporated into everything. The cost of that's come down dramatically now so that people can communicate all their documents in color as well.
Yeah, that is, we went through it, the same thing in our industry. I mean, that was one when clients would sign contracts, we had a contract room. I mean, there was in filing cabinets and all. I don't know the last time I've put a physical contract in a folder and stuck it in a file anywhere in the last few years or so. So challenges and things that you see with businesses today because of what you just said, some of the stuff you just talked about.
I think all that comes into play, right? I think businesses, there's a financial aspect where they've got to be good stewards of what they're spending their money on and what it's going on. So we have to make sure that when we're doing an analysis for the company that we are doing what's right by them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you also have a lot of concerns, like I mentioned earlier, with security.
Mm-hmm.
How are you securing those documents? How are you securing your information digitally, whether it be from outside sources, inside sources? So I think security is a big thing. And then again, to reiterate again, doing more with less.
Mm.
That's the big thing.
How often do you come across somebody in business that you got to walk them through from start to finish what to do? Because I had somebody tell me, I had a dentist one time. He made a good point to me. He said, here's the funny part about becoming a dentist and going to dental school. And, you know, you get your dental degree and you get your doctorate and you go, and they don't teach you anything about business, about opening up. He said, then you get in and you got to go in and they got to call somebody like you and say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing. Can you come by and talk to me? Does that happen often?
Yeah, well, I think a lot of it is a lot of people don't know there's a better way to do it.
Right.
Right. And again, you asked why we came down here. One is being able to bring those years of experience of building companies and showing people a better way to do it and having an emphasis here where we can go in and look at a business and see how they're doing it and say, there's a better way to do this. It may mean less equipment, right? Mm-hmm. It may mean more software. It may mean whatever it may do, we can show them a better way financially, productivity-wise, everything that would entail in that. So that's what we do every day because these people aren't, they're not an expert on it, right? This is what we do.
Yeah, yeah. When he brought that to my attention, I was like, I never really thought of it like that. When people, you know, when they open their own business, I mean, some, and it may be somebody that, as you just said, that may be doing it the wrong way because they inherited the business from their parents or from another, you know, another person that co-owned the business with, and they took all the responsibility, and they've been doing this the certain way all these years, and you may enlighten them on something.
Yeah, it's kind of like an analogy is you don't go to the doctor and tell him or her what to do, right?
Right.
You rely on their expert opinion to say, okay, this is what we need to do. This is a diagnosis. This is the cure for it. And that's really what we do is they're busy, like, again, we said, doing more with less, right?
Mm-hmm.
You got a business owner that's maybe wearing a couple hats, and they don't really have time or want to think about all this other stuff.
Right.
So they're going to rely on us to come in and give them the best solution they possibly can have.
If they want to get in touch with you, if they want to find out more information, or they want to come by, or if they can even talk to somebody, how do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so we're located right here in Auburn, so we're at 1850 Opelika Road, or they can give us a call, 334-329-7000. And the nice thing is we actually have a human being there that's going to answer the phone. That's another thing that we think sets us apart is when you call, you're going to hear from someone, and you're going to talk to a live human being.
Patrick, where all of your business needs that you may need at your office, even if it's if you're from anything from a realtor that may have their own private office to a company that's got hundreds of employees, you'll be more than happy to talk to them and take care of them.
We'll be glad to talk to them.
We'll send them in that direction. Thank you so
much.
Thanks,
Ben.
All right.
Appreciate it.